Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A few clouds tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Full forecast details are coming up. Any company bringing new jobs into a community causes a ripple effect that benefits many other parts of the community, according to former Kenosha County Executive John Collins, who says more jobs are always better than fewer. It's being reported that Foxconn could announce as soon as this week where it plans to build new U.S. plants. Collins was in office in 1988 when Chrysler announced it was closing most of the old American Motors operation in Kenosha, throwing thousands of employees out of work. And he says a new employer bringing in thousands of jobs would have a huge impact. Speaking to our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Collins said while Foxconn would be good for the entire region, there are still questions that would need to be answered, such as the size of the facility, taxes that would be paid, and how involved the company would be in the community.
Community, are you going to be a company that contributes through the United Way, that helps helps community-based organizations? So those are the sorts of things you ask. But when a company comes in with the number of jobs that I understand are involved here, you're not in a position to ask a whole lot of questions because it's such a big deal.
Another issue that's been raised, where will thousands of workers needed for Foxconn come from? Collins noting Kenosha County is a net exporter of employees to Illinois and other parts of southeast Wisconsin. There's been speculation for weeks that Foxconn is looking at a site in Mount Pleasant. Several other states are also said to be in the running. Flight for Life was called to transport one of two people injured in an accident involving a motorcycle at the intersection of 24th and Racine Streets in Mount Pleasant. The other person on the motorcycle was also injured. The accident reported about 2:15 and involved another vehicle. For now, it's still the building that shall remain nameless, other than being called the Old Curtin Clinic at 2333 Northwestern Avenue, purchased by Racine Unified to house alternative education programs and the Racine Employee Health and Wellness Clinic. Administration sought input on a name and suggested either the Learning Center on Northwestern Avenue or the Alternative Program and Professional Learning Center on Northwestern Avenue. Julie McKenna indicated the naming process should include the students and the community. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen had no problem with a delay, but pointed out a more restrictive district policy on facilities and naming them after someone.
We can go and work with the leadership and the building, the principal of the various programs, and maybe get some sort of feedback from the students. We probably would wait till school starts to do that when they're in the building. With the board's naming policy, the board has to approve names. If it were to be suggested it's named after a person, then there's some further restrictions on that. The person either has to be deceased or have contributed a substantial portion to create the program.
The issue of naming the building on Northwestern Avenue may not come back until October, so as to include student input with the start of the 2017-18 term. The Mount Pleasant Village Board awarded the contract for infrastructure work at the new park east of the Village Hall to welcome excavating and grading for more than $659,000, funding coming from the tax incremental district created for the Village Government Campus. Village Public Works Director Steve Hout said the contract for Phase 1 of the project includes the installation of water, sewer, a parking lot, and trails. Trustee John Hansen expressed concern about the projected $3 to $4 million to complete the park. Village President Dave DeGroot noting plans include extensive fundraising.
The ask tonight is for $659,000 and some change to do the infrastructure work, which we had voted and budgeted for, you know, using the TID monies to do so, because it's necessary to get the ball rolling so that the other fundraising and asks and pass the hat around and those sorts of activities can, you know, begin to take place.
Trustee Gary Feast noting land purchased by the village west of the Village Hall has been mentioned as a possible site for a new fire station, expressed skepticism that donations will cover much of the cost of completing the park. The village has already received a $100,000 donation to pay for equipment for an all-inclusive playground. The vote to approve the contract for the Phase 1 infrastructure project for the Village Campus Park was unanimous. A special meeting of the Mount Pleasant Finance Legal License Committee has been scheduled for tomorrow afternoon to discuss proposed changes to the Village Sex Offender Residency Ordinance. Many communities across the state have been modifying the distance restrictions in their ordinances to comply with recent court cases. The committee is first scheduled to meet in closed session to discuss what the agenda lists as a likely litigation pertaining to the village's current sex offender residency ordinance. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 1:30 Wednesday afternoon at the Village Hall. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.